Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud. Kol Atzala Shamarnu Eina Ela L'Chotzer Acheres Hamurevis. So you're not carrying out, you're not being over any Serm Derbanan. The only issue over here, which we're grappling with, is the Chazal allow you to get involved in Atzala. Or do they limit it, Bedafka, because you're afraid you might come to do something incorrectly? Avaloy L'Sheinu Merevis. So this idea of taking out the Muslim Gimel Sudas and those type of things, all to Chotzer Merevis. Mr. Brewer Chafei. Kol Atzola Hainu. Ben Atzola the Muslim Shal Shudas Ukli Tashmisa Ben Atzola the Mabushim. Okay, now, so the Mr. Burr, so one second. I understand the problem with Muslim of Shalosh Sudas. You're carrying out, you're actually carrying in a place you're not allowed to carry. So the clothing, we said the way you carried out was by wearing it. So Lachar, we should be able to carry out, to wear out, even to Chatur Shein and Merevis. Okay. Ha'chakim and the Batzala Ka'asik Chashin and Tvei Deminshi Shushabas Yabal Lakabas. So the Arab, even though Mikra, then there's no, it's not carrying, because I'll ask it anyway, because you might come. They asked the Muslim Shalasudas and not more. They asked wearing clothing to Chatur Shein and Merevis. Vayish Mekilim in the Ramah, which we didn't read. L'sir lehu ha'isvor d'nachrim b'mabushim b'zeh tvei mi b'homo v'hochim mekilinen. And therefore, when it comes to clothing, you were makel to wear, carry it to another chatzar shenim, even to a chatzar shenim rebbes, v'amabushim kaimi. The lashon of the Ramah, vayish mekilim afal shenim rebbes, is going on in regards to the mabushim. Alinya mazin shalashudas or kli tashmishin gam heim sirel hu dadafka lemurevus shori. Even the mekilim that the Ramah mentions over here are only mekel in regards to the clothing which you're wearing. So there's no hutzah involved. There's no gzeirah d'rabbanan to make it usser. But the ones which are usser, chazal, that were not matter. Fine. Balmabushim shemitirim dafka shum loybash or some derech malbash avakashu noise some biyodoy loyadifi mishar kalim. And therefore the heter is only because you're wearing it, not because it would not be a heter if you'd be carrying it. Okay. So the Mishavurach of the Ramah of Yeshua Kilim Lashed Af Lashedim Rebis. So the Mishavurach of Lashedim Rebis Chavav. Who at the end, the Philip Rishos Rabbim Shari Kim and the Shinoisim Kederach Malbush. So they're carrying it, they're wearing it. Yeah, Bach Pasuk Kederach Rishonah, but Kol Achronim Pasuk Kederach Zu. That all the Achronim Paskin Lekula in regards to the clothing which you're wearing, you can take it out even to Chatzar Shenim Rebis and even to Rishos Rabbim. The Shartzian and Tezayin says that this heter to Rishos Rabbim is a taz chayotim and a graz. So he's not sure that there are matters of Rishos Rabbim, but our Rishos Rabbim, which the Shulchan Aruch holds, is not a Rishos Rabbim because it doesn't have the 600,000 people, in which the Magen Avraham and the Taz both support the Shulchan Aruch in that position, so you can be makel.
He's not sure they were matters here by the lake, or in general, wearing multiple matters of Rishos Rabbim?
No, here by the lake. It's interesting, and the Mishnah Berurah does this multiple times. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Hei actually comes out that this assumption that we don't Rishos Rabbim is manazeh, which seems to be the position of the Taz and the Magen Avraham, etc. Shulchan Aruch is debatable what his position is, but the Mishnah Berurah there has a long beralach where he brings that this really is a major machlokes v'shanim, and you really should be machmer. But that being said, and multiple times over here, we've seen that the Mishnah Berurah just goes with the flow of the Achronim that to assume that we don't have Rishos Rabbim bizman as that. It's interesting to me. Okay, Yud Aleph. Yesharim the Chol Atzola Shemarna He Lachotzer Umave Hasmuchim L'Shos Rabbim. Agam Einem Makarim. The Dam L'Shos Rabbim. Shemach ein matirim lahatzel elamozin shalashudos v'kelim hatzrichim. Aval abayis acher she'erev imoy yochel hoitzi koma sheyirtzim. People don't perceive that as hoitzah. In other words, the whole chashash is if you're allowing the person to get involved in doing something which really is seems to be debatable, we're allowing yisurim, or so he's going to come that's to me machava. But just doing something which is total regular movements, the person doesn't perceive this. If it's anything extraordinary, he'll keep his wits about him, not forget that it's Shabbos, that he won't be machava. Therefore, you can save even more. So what's the issur is dafka, something like a chutz or a movi, which they don't have, there's so it's very easy to go from there to Rishas HaRabim, and they don't have anything, they're not so distinct from Rishas HaRabim because they don't have a roof on top. But taking it to a bayis, which there's an Erev, so there's no Isser Hitzor at all, and it's to another house. So that's, you can take as much as you want. And this same argument takes it a step weiter. Va'af l'chotzer lo yomer al l'chotzer chaveroi. Av l'chotzer shaloi, yishen etzricha erev, yochol lohoitzi kol mashu yirtzeh. If you have your own private chotzer, which has no need of an erev at all, so you can take as much as you want. But yeshar men shen chiluk. Okay. Av l'bayis acher, Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, sorry, but the kiman shu mukara, it has a roof, and other mekalav shesurabim, but less bezeh gzera shem yirtzim shesurabim. Okay, now, so Mr. Burr says, one second, we're not talking about shesurabim, we're talking about putting out the fire. Balvagav the gemara nizkar hatam the shem mitach tiras atzola yavo lachabis. The issue is the concern you might put out the fire. So what does it do with shesurabim? So when you have the chashash of hoitzah, and then we're concerned about this chashash of kibui. But if you don't have the chashash of hoitzah, there's no chashash of kibui. We're not worried about the chashash of kibui. So therefore, the chotzer shaloi, where there's no need for an eriv, but there's nobody else who lives there, so there's no need to be married with anybody else. It's totally private. So carrying from one room to the other, nobody asks that. So this is like one room to the other. It's all the person's property. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah seemed to say the person could be Sarim Chlohokim. Okay. Sif Yud Beis. Okay, so any swarm which we have, any Sefer Kodesh, you're allowed to be matzil. Now, the Lashon of Idn over here is the Iker Din was that really you're only allowed to write at Lashon of Kodesh. And the Savashuris. All of that which we do, these other things, all goes into this heter of Eslash Hashem Hefer Teresecha. So, Bizman, that heter didn't exist yet, you weren't, not only were you not allowed to write them like that, you weren't, if you wrote them like that, you weren't allowed to read them, and you weren't allowed to be matzel them. But nowadays that we are allowed to write them, read them, we're allowed to be matzel them. So Kisei Kaddish were matzel, Mivdei Adaleika, Afilo Ksum, Misama, Misikra, Pirish Mini Tzivonim, Ubechol Dover, it's not, even though it's not written with Dio, it's written with other types of inks. Okay, fine. Mabea Brocha, Shatova Chachamim, a person has like a list of brochas, which we're even though the Torah Shabbat Pebatsim, we're allowed to write it nowadays, and therefore Matzilim Rosh Mina Deleiko, when we call Malkum Haturfa, or if they these items were not, it's not a question of Deleiko, they've been thrown, whatever happened to them, they are now out in the open in an unsafe place. Pirish Malkum Magula Vehefker, they're just lying out in the open. So you're allowed to save them, that they shouldn't get damaged. Chintargum Shiksova Ivri. If the words of Targum, which we translated them into Ivri, like the phrase Gidar Sagusa, which is in the Torah, Chidna Tzemer Lohon is in Daniel, I think. Virishik Sava Targum. Or it was translated into some foreign language which people are able to read. Even a Torah which is no longer legible, the words have worn out. But if 85 letters still are legible, from amongst. There's it's left over 85 letters which are words, so you could combine X amount of words which are still legible, adding up the total of 85 letters. But if you have 85 single letters, then you're not matzel. Or if there's one, even if there's one Shem Hashem which is still legible, so matzil nosay. Okay. Zog the Mishnah. Okay, Lamed. Kol Kisvei HaKadosh. Hainu, Tanakh, Gemara, B'chol HaSvarim. So that applies to Tanakh, which is Torah Shabbat B'Ksav, and even Gemara and Chol HaSvarim, which are with Torah Shabbat Peh, which are written, you're allowed to be matzel. B'Torah Shabbat B'Ksav, Kedem is Lahatzol L'Torah Shabbat Peh. B'Torah Shabbat B'Ksav has a precedence for in Hatzola. Well, Tilo Torah Shabbat Peh, Mushalim, Mishkarim Loi. And what about the Torah Shabbat Peh belongs to you, and the Torah Shabbat Peh is borrowed or rented? So if a person borrowed the Gemaras, or he rented the Gemaras, so he doesn't save those Gemaras, and he saves the Tanakh first, by the time he comes back, they might burn. Okay. So matzil ha'idna. So we allowed to save it nowadays. What's this idea of nowadays, as opposed to what? Because we're going to continue the next point. We're going to say even though it's written in any language. Now let's explain. Tarashibiksav has to be written in ksava shuris. Which is the lettering which we use when we write a Sefer Torah. Uba Loshon HaKadosh, and has to be written Loshon HaKadosh. Okay, that's Din A. The Torah Shabbat, the Tanakh, has to be written Bedafkan Hashuris and Dafkan Loshon HaKadosh. You can't translate it. You can't write it in any other type of lettering. Torah Shabbat Pad. Also, Lichtav, El Karanos Sabal Pet, the Yunala write them at all, you have to say it over about Pet. That was the Iker Adin. And therefore, when that halacha was still in effect, the Himshin of a person would change that. Hain Tarshab Iksav, either one of these issues, in other words, Tarshab Iksav, which he wrote at Shabbat Adin, Torah Shabbat was written incorrectly, either b'ksavai, using a different lettering, or b'lashon, or a different language, not Lashon HaKadosh, or im kasev shabal peh, Torah Shabbal Peh was written, the lachos ain't karen behen, you're not allowed to read those svarim, the Torah Shebichtav written in a foreign language or written in a other lettering, you cannot use that sefer. And Torah Shebichtav, which is written, you cannot use that sefer. And you're not matzil on Shabbos. What's me?
Nowadays you can.
We're still holding a mitzad hadin. The also the talitzalim klal, because the law is that on Shabbos you're not allowed to move them. They're muksa, because since you're not allowed to read them, you're not allowed to use them, so they become muksa. You're not allowed to save them. But the Gemara says that nowadays that our hearts have become smaller. Our understanding and our memories have become less. So therefore, we're matter to write Torah Shabbat Peh that it shouldn't be forgotten. So nowadays we're allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh. And Vegam Bechol Ksav Loshen, and you're allowed to write it in any language or any type of lettering. Furthermore, Vegam Torah Shabbat Ksav Bechol Loshen and Bechol Ksav, Kedei Shivino et Kol Omes Divrei HaTorah. And there were matter also Torah Shebichtav, which we said has to be dafka Lashon HaKodesh, and has to be dafka Iksav Ashuris. They allowed other languages and they allowed other types of lettering, thereby making it accessible for everybody to understand it. So this is a Gemara. So the Chazal were matter this, and the Gemara says that they relied on the pasuk that there is a time when we need to do for Hashem, and we the Chacham have a power to be made for Torah, to override the Torah. So now that Chazal permitted that, that for nowadays you're allowed to read them. Well, once you're allowed to read them, therefore you can be matzil them. Okay, the Sram Shalonu Shiksubim Belashainam Shalkusim Venim Sa Etzlam. The works of Torah of that which are true to the words of Torah, they're not their books but our books, but they're in the Lashon of Kusim Venim Sa Etzlam. They're in the Lashon of the Kusim, and they are found by the Kusim, not by the Jews. So there's wondering, do they have any Kedusha in them? In other words, so the whole Shar Lichta B'Lashon Acher U'Ksav Acher Elam Shum Eis Lashon Lashem. So for us, because Eis Lashon Lashem, we need to have these volumes available. Well, they have me hitter, but for them, because there is never such a hetter, because they're not required to know this, and therefore there was never a hetter to make it accessible for them. So they have no right to have such works, and therefore those works could be have no kedusha on them that they would require geniza. Take a look over here in the Sharat Zion and Chav Zion. The Magarama quotes the Shulta Giborim. He's not sure if we have to take the names of Hashem into consideration. Assuming that they're written to referring to Hashem, not referring to any other god. So Sharatzin says Pelahu. I don't understand the question. That the Isser Mechikas Hashem of erasing Hashem's name, actively erasing, applies to Hashem's name written in any language. Any one of Hashem's name written in any language. So that would indicate that if there were Askaris over there, those Askaris have a Kedusha on them. And now, so what is the Shulta Giborim saying? He's not sure that there's any concern about that we have to be require Geniza because of the names of Hashem. Of course you do.
Wouldn't it also require Hatzalah then?
And then
let's say before the Heter Beis Lassos, if somebody wrote Sifrei Torah in not Mashuras,
well,
Kedushas Hashem, I mean.
It does, but that's not Mechayev Atzala.
Huh.
You would have an Isser Mechika, but it doesn't have a Tzolah, because they're also Betilzel, because you're not allowed to read them. And now the Sharatzian says, so what's his question? He's not sure if Yesh Lachosh has Korosayim. Yesh Lomer, the Davka, Ksav Kuloi, Veteda, the Kaimelon, the Chutz Mishiva Shemus Nimchokin. His question wasn't regard to Das Koros. His question was, does that then put upon the rest of the written work any dinim? So that. The fact that there's a Shem Hashem, we find the fact that we have the Shiva Shem is allowed to be Moichik. So his question was, do you say that since this is a work of Tanakh and has the name of Hashem in it, that the now confers upon the rest of the Sefer any dinim or not? That's what he's Masupik about. But in regards to the names of Hashem specifically, definitely there is going to be halachas of Mechika, etc. Okay, I feel like some Masam and Masikra, even if they're written not with the Yo. So this is referring to if they're written in a different language. But, Abam Hoyek Subim at Tanakh, but Loshon HaKadosh. There's no heter to take a Tanakh which is written Lashon HaKodesh and not printed in the Yo, because there's no Eis Hashem Hiver Teresecha for that. I understand that other languages were being matter, there's no reason to require the Yo, but and we're going to be matter Lashon a Tanakh written not in Ksav Ashuris Lashon HaKodesh as well. But the halacha, you're supposed to write it with the Yo. Why should what's the need that we have that that we should be matter to read in it without writing in the Yo? The Medina Tzarech Lita B'Tanach B'Lashon HaKadosh B'Diyo. We need to hutter Shar Loshem Mishmeis Haz Loshem Aval Shadas Midiyo Lo Hutter the Kala Hasik Diyo. So okay. That's the Magen Rav. Okay. Chozah hu lakin yin likras behem avalin hatzolim yin adaleka kailin yin gzeir geniza hu adefilu im ksuvim besamu besikra. Now what's the argument about that? We just finished Lama Beis. I'm not sure I understand that 100%. Okay.
So does this apply? I mean, does that what bar pens? Is that called deal or is that called some sticker? Rasser and right end sukkim with non deal, right?
I'm not sure this halacha applies if you don't write a full sefer. In other words, that, the halacha is you're not allowed to write a sefer of Tanakh less than a full sefer. That's also part of the halacha Moshe, the original din. You can't write Megillas. So that which you write Megillas is because of Eslas Lefem Teber Terasecha. So if we write just a sefer Bereishis to learn from, that betzim is not really, would not really be mutter mikra din, because you have to write a full sefer Torah. You can't write only partial sefer Torah. So if a person writes a full sefer, so there's a halacha how to write it. So there's a halacha of the yo. So who asks you not to write the yo? But if you're so when you print the full sefer, this issue comes into play. Some inks are, I mean, Rabbi Arzman did some research and he found there's actually there's like one of these pens which is available, which is the actually the ink which has a loch of Dio, like a, you know, like a big, yeah, there's a loch of how to make Dio, you know, the requirements of it. So it's like, you know, who knows what for this Dio? He says, you can get this pen, you know, it's a Dio pen, you can use it for fixing your sefer Torah, you don't have to use dafka quill. So like, you know, a lot of pens are fixing your sefer Torah. It's like, what are you doing? But I don't know whether I'm not familiar enough with this to know the details of what they actually do the Maisa, how they deal with this when they're printing a full Tanakh, what they do with that. Okay, so became a bay of brachas. So you would take this list of brachas or something of that sort. Shekolz a hutter lista bismanenu. That all goes into, even though Batsim with Chazal made brachas, that's part of Tarshavapet. Tarshavapet cannot be written, but part of what Chazal were matter to write was these things. So that which you write, we publish a siddur, and those type of things is really this din. So once you're allowed to use them, so then you have to save them. You're not allowed to leave them out in a safe place, which is where they're not being protected.
In what place
were they not being
protected?
Okay, I'm sorry. What's he?
In a what place where they're not being protected?
You're not allowed to leave them in a place which is Mokum Hefker.
Is it in a safe place?
You cannot leave them in a place. You have to leave them in a safe place, not in a place where they're unsafe. Okay, Mr. Brewer, the title of the chart, Tzion Lamed. So you're allowed to be matzel them, then you can ease it. Because since you're allowed to read them, you're matzel them, and therefore then you can ease it. Mr. Brewer, can ease it, Mr. Chonar, can match, Baram, and Tolly Zebeze. So we seem to tie everything together. To me, Ali, the Homukh, Mugamor, Daf Kuftesel, Amaral, the Field of Ravuna, the Lanit, the Likris Behan, Gam, Ken, Tunum, Geniza. The lochas of Geniza and the lochas of whether you're allowed to be curved with them are not Tolly Zebeze. Rav the Bryce the Sober Rebbe the Menichim and Mokum Turfa. There is such a Bryce. But Hakaim alone, the Stamas Masnisin of Mochagas Bryce, Loch Kistam Masnisin, and the Mishnah says not like that. Sarachin. Ve'achem Echachem Yazman Tiritz Mishum the Rebbe Hu Machria. Even though we have a general rule, we pass on like the Mishnah of the Bryce, the Rebbe's in the Bryce, and Rebbe is in Machria. So according to Rebbe, they go together. If you can't be Kare, so then there's no Din Geniza. So nowadays, since you could be Kare Behem, therefore there is a Din Geniza. So that would be the explanation, the Mazbur, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now you took, if you took Loshan Targum and you wrote it Ivri, so what's this relevant for? I mean, you just have those two words. That's not enough to have a din of sefer. Oh, you have a whole sefer. So then, what are we referring to? The Shlomo Shehishim Be'elu Atevus Hacheshman Shapehi Oisius Kilakamei. Alelu Atevus Lovadin Torah Hatzilim in the Leika Filo Lahitikim Leivri. If you just have two words, Yigar Sadusa, you wouldn't be matzel for those two words alone. So what it means is a case where you had a sefer Torah which had become illegible, and there are a few words which are still legible, and one of those words which is legible is the word Yigar Sadusa, these words Yigar Sadusa, which instead of writing Yigar Sadusa, he wrote a Galed, which is the Ivri word for. So that'll add up to your cheshbon of your 85 oisius. Or Ivri Shaksavet Targum. Or in a Lashon Acher that the oisam is Bekiyim Boy. Also the Kasser Latziloi. There's no heter to translate the Torah. I think it's fascinating. I want to translate the Torah into Swahili just for the fun of it. No, there's no heter to write Torah in a different language. You have to, Torah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. The heter is because people to make it accessible to people. So if I want to, you know, I have a Ger Tzedek from who only knows Swahili, I understand. Fine, but if that's not there's no reason, no purpose of doing it. So it's not mutter. And then what's not what to the right is not what to be matzel. The hutter rak mishum esel Hashem, esel asel Hashem kvichanal. Vayimer locha the das haran v'shem arayim the hutter lichta v'shar loshen v'likris by kisvei kodesh kiim kasheno baki b'loshen kodesh. And furthermore, this whole heter is to make it accessible. So a person who is able to read it in the original, the way he has no heter. And he has no heter to read it in a different lashon. Okay. They bring over here in the voice of Dishru that the Chazon Ish wrote that nowadays we are allowed to read Sorm HaNitvosim, which has in Kar Al Peh. It's not called reading from the Ksav. So whatever language you're in is mutter, even if everybody is over there knows Lashon HaKodesh. So you're living in Eretz Israel and everybody's very familiar with Lashon HaKodesh. They're able to read it in Lashon HaKodesh. And there's an English Tanakh over there. You'd be allowed to read it and be allowed to save it. Okay. Hey Osius, so why 85 letters? Like, what's, let's hold it here.